Here's a live exclusive from Studio 92 on WTTSFM.com.
Thank you for coming here today. I was reading, actually, kind of ventured around and read some stuff about you guys. And obviously, you guys are brothers. And as I was reading, I noticed that a lot of your inspiration kind of came through how you guys grew up, as far as your father being a pastor. Did that kind of segue into your new album that you guys have just released as well? Or did it change a little bit?
No, I think it's always been, that's always been there. We grew up in a really small town called Possum Kingdom, South Carolina, and the dad being a preacher, I felt like he was kind of the town shrink at the same time. I mean, small South, if you know what that's like, it's I think the pastor sees a lot of the worst in people sometimes, and I think that definitely gave us some insight into kind of what people are really like, you know, the human condition. I think that's been something that's definitely influenced us throughout the years. And he's a big fan, so we got to grow up, you know, playing music. You can't really play in the club when you're eight. And
it's true.
So that was a cool thing for us. Definitely grew up doing that. And yeah, I think this record is definitely a continuation of us becoming more ourselves on record.
Great.
And so I think, yeah, then definitely more of the influences that, you know, happen in our real lives, I think, are getting on the tape.
Mm-hmm. And I also hear that you guys are actually going to be making your way back to Indianapolis. You're back in a couple
months. We are. I heard that.
In June, yes.
I heard that, yeah.
Do you know where? Or you're just knowing you're coming back?
I kind of know where, but I really don't know where.
We do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Tell us. Tell us what we want.
You're going to be performing at Vintage Indiana. It's a wine and food festival in June.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, see? So we all know about Vintage Indiana, right? Yeah. So now you know, so make sure to get your tickets so you can see Need to Breathe again. See? We're
nice.
One step ahead of you guys.
That.
You guys have been together, obviously, for a while, what, 10, 11 years now?
Yeah.
How has that dynamic been? I mean, on the road, obviously, it seems like you would know each other really well at this point on tour.
Yeah, I think being brothers, I think that definitely impacts things, too. And so we kind of brought this harshness into it. I think as being brothers, we knew regardless of what we said to each other, we were still going to be brothers tomorrow. And the band, I think, feels like that. I mean, we've been together a long enough time that we don't tiptoe around the issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's been really good for us because really, you know, we're just trying to put the best thing out there we can, the best shows we can, make the best records. And no use in wasting time on hurt feelings, you know. And so I think that's been a really cool thing. And obviously, I think we all know where we're coming from. We can really get behind our own records. We said that since the beginning, but especially on those last couple of records, we felt like any one of us could be writing the song and any one of us could feel the song. And if we didn't, then we wouldn't do it. And luckily we write enough that we can all kind of put our vote in and say, hey, you know, can I feel this? And I think that translates definitely into what we do live and, you know, everything we do on the road.
Nice.
'Cause, you know, night after night, you do have to play the same songs. And if you hate them, that's just no way to do it. So, yeah, I think that's been a cool thing, that sort of
Great.
Sense of family.
All right, well, welcome again to Studio 92.
Thank you.
We're very happy you guys are here. They're going to play a couple songs for us, so please give it up for Need to Breathe.